Let's start with a discussion about the continued consequences for the Catholic Church as well as for the victims of their rapist priests. This was about a week or so ago. An $87.5 million settlement was reached with the Diocese of Camden. In addition to the money that's being ponied up by the diocese, survivors and their attorneys can still take legal action against the insurance companies that represent the diocese. Well, thus far, the insurance companies have not played well with others. They've been playing hardball, refused to honor their insurance obligations. Furthermore, the settlement will include several child protection measures that are still being finalized. This will require the diocese to publicly disclose the history of abuse in the diocese. Yes, that is going to be a lengthy disclosure. Just as you know, by the way, the Diocese of Camden decided to file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy October 1st of 2020 under all the pressure they had of all the lawsuits coming against them. That fell under the New Jersey Victims' Rights Bill. The consequences finally being aimed at the Catholic Church has also ignited a fire within the thousands of sex abuse victims. And that fire has, well, at least started to take down a long-existing wall of pain for these people.